Okay.
So what are your thoughts now that the vote has passed?
Well, I am relieved, and I'm happy with the outcome. I'm really glad that we have a clear decision by producers. Mm-hmm. There was a clear majority in all of the organizations, mm-hmm. and so I think it bodes well for support for the concept of the Manitoba Crop Alliance.
Yours is not the smallest of the groups, but how crucial was it that you actually formed this alliance?
Well, it's really important for the smaller groups like ours, because to have scale to be able to run an efficient operation and not just have our overhead eat our whole budget, first of all.
Right.
But to me, what's even more important is just the fact that that most of the most serious problems that I think agriculture is going to be facing over the next number of years is really going to be issues that are multi-commodity, and issues like resistant weeds, insects, and fungal diseases to our personal control methods, like resistant to them, and soil health, and the environment issues that we've got. These are issues that on our own farms we'll be dealing with as whole farm issues. And I think that having an organization that reflects that approach is going to be a better way to deal with the problems as we face them too.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any concerns as you're moving forward?
Well, I think that it's like everything else, your success is in the details.
Mm-hmm.
And as we move forward over the next while, we're going to have to work hard to make sure that we maintain our and build our farmer input in the process. And that's been one of the things that I think really was important, that we, when we went out the first round and got feedback from members, and they were saying, well, you folks just haven't thought enough about how do we attract young people,
mm-hmm.
how do you involve more people, how do you have input in between meetings. So I think that the organization of these crop committees and how often those folks are meeting is going to be crucial to keeping the organization online and to be getting ongoing feedback through the year. Because I know even a bit of my own frustration in having the Manitoba Flax until this point has been that really once a year you meet some of your membership. And when it's in Winnipeg, you don't really meet a whole lot of the farmers, but it's only once a year. And I think that as we move forward, we need to find ways that to keep getting feedback throughout the year so that you're more current in what people are thinking and what their needs are,
mm-hmm.
and to make sure you're staying on stream.
I guess I've been asking if you think that joining up together like you will now will put you in a better position to...
Well, I think that it does, because our central board is going to be focused on the smaller board is going to be focused on administration and financial management,
mm-hmm.
of the organization, but our direction for research and for the operation of the organization is really going to be coming out of the crop committees. And so to me, what's going to be key is to make sure that those crop committees keep working, meet often enough, and help just to keep us informed.
I think that's everything I need to ask. Is there anything else that you want to add?
No, I don't think so. I think that to me, that's the biggest part of it.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, thanks very much.